Now we come to our final lesson of the series, lesson 12. And this lesson is about not only a summary and integration, but it's about thinking about how to live this great journey of a positive parent, mindful of the different values and the skills and the commitments involved.
现在我们进入到这一系列课程的最后一节课了，第十二课。这一课主要关注于总结和整合，关乎于去思考如何真的活出正向父母的这一趟美好旅程，铭记涵盖其中的不同的价值观、技巧以及承诺。
So what have we explored so far? Well, we started with this idea that positive parenting is a type of positive hypnosis where the adult mind up in the head can connect respectively with the child mind in the body and find a good, creative, loving conversation and connection.
所以我们到目前为止都探索了些什么呢？我们从这个理念开始的，正向父母是正向催眠的一种类型，头脑当中的成年人心智可以尊重地连接到身体当中的孩童心智，找到一个好的、创造力的、充满爱的沟通连接。
Very important. We've seen how this first starts with the parents' own connection to their own center. Only then can you connect to your child's center in a positive way. This is the important thing when you're stressed. Before you start anything, remember the positive parenting state. Remember the connection to your own emotional center. Always goes first.
非常重要的是，我们看到了这一切的开端，都是父母与自己中心的连接。只有做到这一点，你才可以以正向的方式连接到孩子的中心。这就是当你压力重重时，在你开启任何事情之前重要的事情。要回忆起正向父母状态，回忆起与自己情绪中心的连接，这总是最首要的。
And then only in a way that maintains that, make the connection to your child's emotional center deeper than anything they're thinking or anything they're doing or anything they're not doing. Connect to your child underneath their mind, their behavior, their emotion. This is love. This is positive parenting. This is skillful, the skillful base for communication.
只有当你保持这样的连接，才可以连接到比他们的思想、行为，或者他们没有做到的事情，更深层的情绪中心，连接到孩子头脑、行为情绪的底层，这就是爱，这就是正向父母，这就是沟通技巧的基础。
We then saw how this positive parenting state allows you to set intentions and goals in powerful ways. We focused on how to develop an intention through positive words, for example.
之后我们看到这个正向父母状态允许你以充满力量的方式设立意图和目标。我们关注于如何使用正向的话语建立正向意图。
I can set good limits with my child, with color images. One image that might go with that is me standing with a smile on my face, giving clear rules to my child, and then making sure the words, color images, that you can feel it in your body. You can sense it as a physical movement.
例如，我可以对孩子设立好的限制，使用彩色画面。其中一个与之相关的画面，是我脸上带着微笑，向我的孩子传递清晰的规则，确保这些话语、彩色画面，你是在身体上可以感受到的，可以以身体动作的方式感知到的。
This is the creative, positive hypnosis way to hold a positive goal and intention. This allows you to set rules and create good family time. This is the basis for other rules, loving but firm parenting, creative activity.
这就是创造力的正向的催眠方法。保持一个正向的目标、意图，这允许你建立规则，创造好的家庭时间。这就是其他同时兼备爱和严厉的父母规则，创造性的活动的基础。
Remember, your kids want you to set limits.They want you to be the authority. If you have a positive hypnosis connection with them, they will respond to your direction. Whenever you lose that positive hypnosis connection, first to yourself, then to them, you'll have a really unhelpful fight on your hand.
要记得你的孩子愿意你设立限制，他们愿意你成为权威。如果你与他们拥有正向催眠的连结，他们会对你的引导做出回应。一旦你丧失了正向催眠的连结，首先失去了与自己的，之后失去了与他们的，那么你手握的就是毫无帮助的抗争。
So we saw that to do this, to act skillfully in family time and setting rules and being able to help your child, that a positive parent needs good connections with tenderness. You need to be able to calm yourself. You need to be kind to yourself. You need to touch your children with positive kindness.We saw also how you equally need positive fierceness. You need to be tough, clear, fierce, in a committed, positive way.
所以我们看到，为了做到这一切，有技巧地处理家庭时间，设立规则，帮助孩子。正向父母需要与温柔建立良好的连结。你需要有能力安抚自己，你需要对自己仁慈，你需要运用正向的仁慈触碰到你的孩子。我们也看到了，你同时也需要正向勇猛，你需要以承诺正向的方式保持坚强、清晰、勇猛。
And thirdly, you need to have playfulneed to be able to move with things, bring a sense of humor to lighten things up, use playfulness to keep things very fluid.
第三，你需要顽皮，你需要有能力行云流水，保持幽默感，调剂舒缓事情，运用顽皮 保持事情的流动性。
We also saw how to stay positive and calm when negative emotions arise, both yourself and your children. We saw how your kids will activate unhealed wounds in you, especially the age where they are. So if they're 5, it will reconnect you with your own inner 5-year-old.
我们同时也看到了当负面情绪出现的时候如何保持正向平和，包含你自己以及你的孩子的。我们看到了你的孩子如何激发你内在未疗愈的创伤，尤其是与他们年龄对等的创伤。所以如果他们5岁，这会重新连接到你内在的5岁孩童。
So it's a good thing to practice, to focus, to know how to welcome, bring loving kindness to the negative emotions that will come up at least from time to time in yourself, and to welcome and to bring loving kindness to the negative emotions that will come up at least from time to time.In your children.
所以这是一个很好的练习，关注，当面对随着时间出现的来自于你自我的负面情绪的时候，学会欢迎，带入爱的慈悲，同时也去欢迎，带入爱的慈悲向你的孩子内在出现的负面情绪。
Practicing this every day with a timeline of success helps make positive parenting a regular habit so that it can give you great confidence, great satisfaction, and great success.
每天练习，建立成功时间轴，让正向父母成为一个常规的习惯。给你带来自信、强大的满足感，以及卓越的成功。
These are some of the basic challenges, some of the basic elemental pieces of positive parenting. Connection to yourself deeply, connection to your child deeply.Making sure that you had nurture good bonding, making sure that you set good rules, making sure that you can be able to be fluid and kind and tough and fierce in positive ways, making sure that you're not afraid of opening and connecting to the negative emotions.That occur in any intimate encounter.
这就是正向父母的一些基础挑战、基础元素。深层的连接到自我，深层的连接到孩子，确保你拥有滋养的连接，确保你设立了良好的规则，确保你可以以正向的方式保持流动。仁慈、坚强、勇猛，确保你不会恐惧向负面情绪打开、连接，这必然会出现在任何亲密接触当中。
This is a daily skill. I have created this set of lessons so that you can practice these skills on a regular basis.You can practice and become a better, more successful, more satisfied, positive parent over time.
这就是日常技巧。我创造了这一系列课程，让你可以每日练习这些技巧。你可以通过练习， 随着时间的推移，成为更好的、更成功的、更满足的正向父母。
So I'm mentioning the word practice a lot. As we prepare to go, I want to say this is not a one-time learning. Hopefully you've learned by now that love is a continual creative process. What you did yesterday that was loving or successful really doesn't count for what you will need to do today.It will require something different. It will require you sensing how to respond in each present moment in a new way.
我时常会提到练习这个词。我想说的是，这不是一个一次性的学习。希望你到现在已经学习到，爱是一个持续不断的创造力的过程。你昨天所做的充满爱的、成功的一切，真的不能算作你今天需要做的事情。它需要不一样的事情，需要你感知如何在每一个当下以全新的方式做出回应。
So practice is important because it prepares you to deal with the unexpected.It allows you to sense the many different ways each connection can go and to remember how to feel and return to a sense of confidence, confidence, confidence.
所以练习非常重要，可以让你准备好应对毫无预期的一切。允许你感知每一个连结可以通往不同的方面，同时记得如何感受，如何回到自信当中。自信，自信。
Parenting is probably the most humbling experience any of us will ever have. Mistakes are made everyYou'll make more mistakes than you'll have successes.
为人父母可能是我们每一个人所能经历的事情当中最为谦卑的体验。每一天都会犯错，你所犯的错会比你的成功还要多。
So remember, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to feel stuck.This is a normal, unavoidable part of any intimacy connection. The important thing is that you're learning to deal with each experience, success, not so successful, in a positive, loving way.
所以记得犯错没关系，感觉被困住没关系，这是任何亲密链接当中正常的、不可回避的事情。重要的是你学会以正向的、充满爱的方式如何应对每一个成功的、不太成功的体验。
Remember, you're there to teach the child to be a responsible citizenWhat that means and how you do that is going to be different when your child is 4, when your child is 8, when your child is 12. If you have more than one child, you realize you could say the same thing to all your children, and each one would have a different meaning.
要记得你需要教导孩子成为一个负责任的公民。当你的孩子4岁、8岁、12岁的时候，他的含义以及你所需要做的事情都是不同的。如果你拥有不止一个孩子，你会意识到，即便你对所有的孩子说着相同的话，对每个孩子而言都具备不同的含义。
So the great thing about intimacy is it allows you to creatively and fluidly discover each day what that means with integrity, what that means that gives you emotional, spiritual, social freedom.
所以亲密关系当中很棒的事情就是允许你每一天充满创造力的流动的去探索含义是什么，合一的含义，给予你情绪、灵性、社会层面自由的含义是什么。
And that sense of spiritual and emotional and psychological freedom is the key to enjoying your family. Maybe you had some of that as a kid, maybe not. It's really secondary to the fact that now you really can enjoy discovering that spiritual and emotional freedom each day. You really discover that each day.
这个灵性的感知、情绪的感知、心理的自由，就是享受家庭的关键。或许你儿时曾经体验过，也许没有，那些都是次要的。重要的是现在你可以真的去享受，去发掘这个灵性的、情绪的自由，每一天你都能做到，去发现这一切，每一天。
So take a few moments just to connect with yourself. Take a few moments to connect with your heart mind. Hello.Take a few moments to connect with your belly mind. I see you. I feel you. I accept you. And I love you.
所以花点时间连接到自己，花一点时间去连接到你的新的心智。你好，花一点时间去连接到你的腹部心智，我看到你了，我感受到你了，我接纳你，我爱你。
And feel the commitment and the connection that you have developed by doing these lessons and realize this is just the beginning. Just the beginning.So I wish you the very, very best. Obviously, the fact that you've been listening to these lessons and practicing really expresses how much love you have for your children, for your family, and hopefully you realize that it always starts with love for yourself.
感受那个你通过学习这个课程建立的承诺、连结，意识到这仅仅是一个开端，仅仅是一个开端。所以，我祝愿你们一切顺利。当然，祝愿于你倾听了、练习了这一系列课程，真的去表达你对孩子对于家庭拥有多少的爱，希望你能够认识到这一切总是始于对自己的爱。
So continue practicing, continue enjoying, continue growing. And for that and for your family, I send you much, much positive support.
所以持续的练习 持续的享受，持续的成长。为了这个，为了你的家庭，我向你传递很多很多正向的支持。
Thank you for your commitment to your children. It will help build a better world. Keep on practicing and enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is Dr. Stephen Gilligan saying bye-bye. Thank you.
谢谢你对于孩子的承诺，这会帮助建立一个更好的世界。持续的练习，享受劳动的果实。这是斯蒂芬·吉利根博士对你说再见了。再见。